We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State.
10, 5, touchdown TCU, 75-yard sprint.
West Virginia knocks off the Texas Longhorns.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Kennedy Brooks just won OU Texas.
Light the tower green, the Baylor Bears are 2021 Big 12 Conference Champions.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, from the Learfield Network Studios. Here's your host, Bill Pollack.
TCU stays fourth in the college football rankings. It's up to them. They control their own destiny. And they've got three more games to win to get to the college football playoff. And then Kansas State, who a couple of weeks ago I said, look, they've got the chance to do the same thing, control their own destiny. Then they lost to Texas, and then a huge win over Baylor. And now they can control what happens at the Big 12 championship game. They need two wins, or a win and a Texas loss, to get in. We're going to talk with John Denton. He's a part of the Horned Frog Radio Network. And we'll also talk with Stan Weber of the K-State Radio Network and break down their teams. 11 and number 2 on the hardwood tonight, Texas hosting Gonzaga. In my What's Your Beef segment last week, I criticized Gonzaga for the conference they play in. But look, they've already beat Michigan State this year. Texas tonight, Kentucky this weekend, Baylor on December 2nd, and then number 18 Alabama in a month. So four ranked teams on their non-conference schedule. Plus, the Spartans just beat Kentucky in double overtime. So they make up for their weak conference by playing some quality non-conference opponents. Texas head coach Chris Beard.
Yeah, so we obviously have a lot of challenges in this game. Gonzaga's front line is really good. All of us are familiar with Drew Timmy, a player that we had a chance to recruit, know him, know his family. I know it's a big thing for him to come back to his home state. Drew's one of the best players in college basketball. Everything that he's earned or he gets notoriety is real. He's earned that. preseason All-American. You know, he's a very challenging guard. He can play inside, out, does a lot of great things that even the stat sheet doesn't show. So he's a dynamic player. We'll have to have multiple guys on our roster play really well to stop Drew, as well as their other frontline players. I got a couple other guys that can really play as well. So certainly CB, Dessou, other guys on our roster. There's no secret, right? Everybody's going to have to play well.
Tuesday night, another game for the Jayhawks without Bill Self on the bench. Jalen Wilson with a career-high 25 points.
Harris down the heart of the floor. At the elbow, kicks out to Wilson, looking to drive, steps through, right-hand runner, good, and the foul. A chance at a three-point play for Jalen Wilson.
Freshman Grady Dick, kind of quiet until the second half, a good defensive play, and then that sparked his offense.
Here's a step-back three by Duke, misses wildly, rebound Young offensively. He'll kick it out, and they'll get a fresh 20 seconds. Now Grady Dick pokes it loose, out of bounds off of Roach. Grady hasn't done much in the second half tonight, but he gets a hand in there, and Dick knocks it out of bounds. And Wilson comes up with a steal. Here comes Grady, ahead to McCullough, back to Dick. He takes a three. He makes a three! Grady Dick from the right wing. The freshman rises up in crunch time. Kansas down by one. Dick receives the pass around Proctor, who nearly got a steal of his own. Kicks it back. Here's a lob to Grady. Two-hand layup. Good. One on the feed. Dick on the finish. Kansas back up by one.
Brian Haney with those calls. Three crucial baskets in the final 2.5 minutes for Dick as the defending national champs rallied past number 7 Duke, 69-64. And our What's Your Beef segment, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. That segment will feature John Denton, who is the color analyst on the radio for the TCU Horned Frogs football team. They are undefeated. They have 3 games left to win. They've got to win out the regular season, and then they've got to take care of the Big 12 championship game. They're all winnable games, and they're not even playing their best football. Their defense may have shown that last weekend against Texas. We're going to ask John about that. But this team has the potential to get better, and they haven't reached their full potential yet. And I think they got a solid chance to be one of the top 4. We'll talk about that next. What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Big 12 this week can be heard on SiriusXM, channel 375, on Thursdays at 6 Eastern. John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network is with us. John, nice to talk with you again.
Hey, Bill, good to talk to you.
Let's go back to the 17-10 win over Texas. Were you surprised it was a low-scoring game?
You know, I think everybody was, because these are two teams that had put up, you know, a lot of points, upwards of almost 40 points a game on both sides of it. And you had two teams that struggled defensively, especially in pass defense, and, you know, with the two quarterbacks in play and the wide receivers and just some of the offensive weapons. I don't think anybody was expecting it to be a 3-0 game at halftime. But, you know, as an old football coach of mine used to say, some days you just have to play the game that's there that day. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, suddenly the Frogs and Texas Longhorns found themselves, you know, in a defensive battle. And certainly defenses were very, very dominant in the first half. And that continued on throughout the game.
As far as the TCU defense, I think Quinn Ewers has some learning and growing to do. We've certainly seen some bright spots from him, but shutting down Bijan Robinson to 29 yards, where did this performance come from?
You know, that's something we're asking around Fort Worth, and even, you know, among the team, they're saying, you know, good grief. I talked to Joe Gillespie the other day, the defensive coordinator. I talked to him on Monday, and he said, you know, I knew it was in these guys. I just didn't know when it was going to come out, because, you know, the Frogs are, you know, everything is so new. They've gone from, you know, the 4-2-5 now to a 3-3-5, and, you know, it's a new staff, a new scheme. And, you know, they've shown flashes of brilliance at times, but nothing like we saw in Austin. And, you know, the tone was set early. They came out, they were very physical. Texas went for it on a 4th-and-1, first possession of the game, and the Frogs stuffed them. And, you know, defensive line played great. I think they took another step forward. And the linebacking core just had a great game. That's a, you know, there's a group that is probably the thinnest room on the team is from a depth standpoint. They've suffered a couple of injuries, and then they were also without starting linebacker D Winters for the first half. He got called for targeting the week before against Texas Tech. So those guys stepped up because, you know, it's basically a four linebacker look with the nickelback being the fourth linebacker. And boy, they filled holes. They were physical. They got off blocks and a lot of tackles for losses or tackles, you know, for no gain. And, you know, I was really amazed that Texas didn't stick with the run game more with a back like Bijan Robinson. But I think a lot of it had to do with their lack of success running the football early against TCU, especially in the first half.
Yeah, let's talk about the offense. And obviously we're going to look ahead because there is a lot ahead of TCU and big picture stuff when you get into college football playoff rankings and Big 12 title game and all that. But, you know, I don't think that offense blinked against Texas. I mean, it was a struggle, but other than that horrible fumble in the last 5 minutes, I thought Max Duggan showed composure and showed somebody that had played in 38 games.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough kid. You know, his dad is a coach. I mean, he grew up, you know, probably from the time he was a toddler, he's probably, you know, learning how to read defenses. But he's a guy, who, you know, and he took a beating the other day. I mean, Texas had four sacks in the first half, and TCU was really struggling with the passing game, which is why they, you know, they stayed patient, went back to the run game with Kendre Miller and just stayed with it. And finally, Texas cracked. And, you know, I think a lot of it has got to do with Max Duggan and his leadership. He's a guy that, you know, didn't win the job in fall camp. Chandler Morris beat him out, and Max Duggan didn't pout. He kept working hard. You know, he told me the other day he never thought about entering the transfer portal. He's like, this is my group, this is my team, and I'm going to be ready if needed. And it only took about one half at Colorado in the season opener, and Chandler Morris got hurt, and Max Duggan was in, and you could just tell the way the offense reacted. I mean, they will follow him. He is a leader, and he's got it, whatever it is. And he's gotten better every game, and that may have been his best game from the standpoint of making clutch plays and also from a leadership standpoint. I mean, if you take away the fumble late in the game that was a scoop and score for Texas, it's by far his best game ever as a quarterback at TCU. But he's been able to stay healthy. He did take a bit of a beating against Texas, but you got to give Texas credit. They've got a pretty good defensive line. Offensive line for TCU has gotten better every week. I'm going to be interested to see how they respond this week against another really good front that they're going to have to face in Baylor, because Baylor's got much the same speed off the edge, huge interior defensive lineman. And I think the Texas game may serve that offensive line well, because it'll be really now 3 weeks in a row that they've had to face some really good defensive fronts in Texas Tech, Texas, and then this week Baylor.
And before we talk about this Baylor game, Quentin Johnson, how did he look to you? He had three catches. How big will it be to have him down the stretch?
It's going to be huge to have him down the stretch because, you know, he's a guy, they can put him in the slot. They oftentimes put him way wide outside the numbers to make the defense stretch and make play or to cover him. Texas doubled him most of the day the other day, and he was still able to make three catches. Two huge plays in the second half, one where he just completely turned the secondary around and was basically standing by himself in the south end zone at Memorial Stadium in Austin for that touchdown, and then game-clinching third down play on a slant that made a great catch in traffic, and that secured a first down that enabled the Frogs to run out the clock. He's still a little bit gimpy. They're working on that ankle, but he was able to get recovered and in good enough shape to play the entire game against Texas, and they're going to need him against Baylor because Baylor's a team that is going to load up. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to try to, you know, minimize the opportunities that TCU will have with the football, and they're going to need his big playability because he, on one side of it, along with Kendre Miller and Amari DiMarcado coming out of the backfield, they're big parts of it, and, you know, it's kind of a polar offensive threat, and you've got to have him on the field to pull double coverage, and then he enables Tay Barber and Darius Davis, two other really good wide receivers, to get loose and make plays.
That's John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network here on Big 12 This Week. We're going to get into the college football playoff rankings. We'll talk about that next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back back on Big 12 this week. Listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Thanks for being with me. I'm Bill Pollack. Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network will be along later in the program. 11 a.m. kick this Saturday, TCU at Baylor. Is there anything that you can draw from what K-State did against Baylor in that 31-3 win that may give TCU a matchup in their favor?
Well, I tell you, I had a chance to watch that game last night and look at tape of it, and I just thought, you know, gosh, what a great job Kansas State did executing. I mean, they've done a really good job with Chris Klieman. It's almost like Bill Snyder 2.0. I mean, it's a lot of the same concepts, and a lot of it is based on execution. And I just think the offensive line for Kansas State took the game over, which is saying something, because Baylor's got such a good defensive line. I mean, that nose tackle, Siaka Ika, you know, he's 360 pounds. And the scheme that Baylor's running now, Dave Aranda does a great job, you know, getting them ready. But Kansas State was able to take advantage, make plays on the edge, get the ball to the edge. They used Deuce Vaughn very well in the passing game, getting him out in some screens, and did some things that really made Baylor's linebackers run to plays. And frankly, you know, Kansas State made plays, ran through tackles. I mean, Deuce Vaughn is unbelievable. I mean, what a great running back, and what a great story that he is. And, you know, I think they just kept Baylor off balance all day long. And then, you know, as soon as Baylor, you know, started sneaking up to play the run, then all of a sudden they got the tight end involved in the passing game. And I think the big tight end, 34 for Kansas State, I think he caught 7 balls. I mean, they just went where Baylor wasn't and kept Baylor guessing all day. And my hat's off to Chris Klieman and that crew. And I guarantee you, Sonny Dykes and Garrett Riley are looking at that tape and deciphering it, because there's a lot of really good game plan hints in that video.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how TCU attacks that. They've won 6 of their last 7 games against Baylor. It doesn't mean anything for this matchup other than there's no demons of not playing well in Waco that will hang over their heads. But there's a lot, John, in front of TCU right now. The college football playoff rankings came out. TCU at 4. They stay there. The good news is that TCU doesn't have to fight their way into one of those spaces. And it's up to them. You know the scenario. You win, you take care of your business, and you should be looking at the college football playoffs. How much focus is there on that playoff and the Big 12 title game, and could it detract from this team and what they have to do against Baylor?
Well, you know, I think one thing we haven't really talked about is, you know, and all the changeover over the last 11 months, you know, the culture that Sonny Dykes and his crew have brought is really been a key, I think, to the success of this team. I mean, you know, save for a handful of transfers, I mean, it's pretty much the same team that TCU had last year, and that struggled, frankly. And, you know, new schemes and just new approaches to doing things. And this is a team that hasn't panicked all year long. They've been behind in 4 games and have come back to win. And I think a lot of it, you know, it's a stale cliche to say that teams take on the personality of their head coach and their leader. But this has been the case here. And this is a team that, you know, plays it one play at a time. Talking to the players yesterday, a lot of them, you know, they're not paying much attention. They know that, you know, they've got to win. And, you know, it's almost like the opponent has a blank logo on the helmet, and, you know, they're going about their business, and they're going to do what they do and take it a play at a time and hustle to the ball on defense and try to execute and make plays offensively. Internally, I don't think a lot of them are really thinking about it right now. They know that you know, they've got to keep winning, and the way to do that is, you know, take it one bite at a time. And this week it's Baylor, and then they'll move on to the next. But, you know, for those of us outside the program and broadcast and look at it, and for fans, I mean, you're getting a hand-wringing time now. And, you know, Frogs are, you know, a lot of people are very mindful of what happened in 2014, and know the scenario that you better win out if you want to lock down a place. The good news is the Frogs are in position as early as they've ever been in the history of the college football playoff. I mean, they're at number four. A lot of people could argue that, you know, you could flip them and Michigan, that maybe the Frogs ought to be at three, but, you know, you've got a tough task in Baylor this week, who are going to be upset-minded, want to do the same thing that the Frogs did to Baylor last year here in Fort Worth, which was a major upset and the win of the year for TCU. And then home the Saturday after Thanksgiving for Iowa State, which has arguably the best defense in the Big 12. It's going to be a challenge, and they're going to want to shorten the game as well. And, you know, I think Iowa State's yet to play their best game of the year, and gosh, I fully expect that they'll give TCU their best shot. And then, you know, whoever it's going to be on December 3rd. And then from there, you know, if you get in the playoff, then, you know, you've got two more big wheelbarrows of work to work through to get to where you ultimately want to go. But, you know, this team has been very mature. They've done a good job of kind of taking it one at a time, and it's been fun to be around them. And it's a mature group. I mean, you got a lot of older players here, and I think the maturity of this group is something that has been key to them not only making the transition, but also, you know, being successful. Because, you know, Bill, I mean, a lot of times when you have coaching changes, it gets a lot worse before it gets better. Because, you know, it's a shock to the system when you change coaches, change personnel, change schemes. And I think a lot of that's got to do, or the success this year has got to do with the approach that Sonny Dykes has taken and the response that a much older football team has been able to give him.
What were the expectations for fans? And
well, you know, like I said, it's always perilous when you change coaches and, you know, you're kind of, you know, hitting the reset button and starting over. I think, you know, given the slide that this program was in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, I think just, you know, getting to a winning record, getting to 7 wins and getting back to a bowl game and kind of, you know, get the cars back on track, if you will, from that standpoint was, I think, job one. And I think that's all anybody was hoping for and could expect. I mean, to be 10-0, you know, in the middle of November and being ranked in the college football playoff poll and all the other things that suddenly, you know, are shining on this program is way beyond anybody's expectations.
John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network. Enjoy the final few games of the season and this great run for TCU, and we appreciate your time.
All right, fun time of the year, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're going to win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmer's Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Back on Big 12 this week, you can hear the show as a podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you subscribe, and look for Big 12 this week. Our guest now, Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network. Stan, great to talk with you.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Will Howard, he's got the quarterback job, 717 yards and 9 touchdowns in his last 3 games. What was it about Will's game last season that gave pause for Coach Chris Klieman, and he went out and brought in Adrian Martinez? And then what has Will been able to do over the offseason, fall camp, into the season to prove that he's the starting QB?
Well, Will got to K-State right as we had COVID issues come in. He's a young man from Pennsylvania that's a Carson Wentz fan, so he liked the Philadelphia Eagles at that time, and that got a tie to K-State. So when Chris Klieman called him and said, hey, I was Carson Wentz's coach at North Dakota State when we won national championships, are you interested? It was a match made very well together. So he was enthusiastic about being a Wildcat, and K-State had a good quarterback working, and Skylar Thompson had established himself as a quarterback. He's in the NFL right now, so you got an NFL quarterback. He's with the Miami Dolphins. And everything seemed to be fine. Here comes Will Howard, but Skylar Thompson gets injured, and Will Howard has to start some games here and there. Happens again the next season. And so he has been thrown into the fire as a very young player. And the thing that K-State realized throughout that period of time was this kid is dedicated, loves K-State, will do whatever he can. He's a big physical guy, and he's very, very smart. He understands the game like very few quarterbacks do. And so that is his first claim to fame. He's a big guy, and he really understands the game. But his passing, you know, doesn't throw the most beautiful spirals in the world and doesn't have the best arm strength. But mainly just being young, he needed to develop. And his starting record as a K-State quarterback, I think, was 3-7 in the times that he was out there. Those games had a lot of definition of why they were lost. They weren't because of him. But at that point, K-State was saying Adrian Martinez became available. They thought it was a good match, and it became a great match for K-State because of Will Howard. Will Howard didn't look at this as a lack of confidence in him. He bought into having Adrian Martinez there. They became somewhat best friends almost and worked in the quarterback room. And Will Howard, who thought he was going to redshirt this year, was the most supportive guy of Adrian Martinez. But Will Howard knows the offense better. He understands football better than almost any player around. And so he was amazingly always ready if something came up, and it did. And he had to be thrown into the game against TCU, and he lit it up. And his accuracy is better than it was. His arm strength is better. He's bigger and stronger now, and he's just more ready to be a starting college quarterback. So when Will Howard's come in, he's only played in three games, but he's lit it up. 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. He understands what's going on so well. There's complete confidence with the team, and he changed his number, by the way. Not that this matters, but I'm a guy who kind of likes this stuff. I like uniforms. I like numbers, Bill. He changed from number 15 to number 18 as a Wildcat this year because Peyton Manning is his favorite player at one point in his career. So number 18, he looks a lot like Peyton Manning. The ball's not always a perfect spiral, but it has velocity, accuracy, and he knows where to take the football. And he's just a great, great human being. I mean, he is still so supportive of Adrian Martinez. It's not about competition. It's about K-State. It's pretty amazing because you know how quarterbacks are wired, type A types. Only one gets to play. There's always that tension, competition. This is not the way it is at K-State. Everybody's on the same page, rooting for each other, and Will gets his chance to start. He started one game this year, and K-State lit Oklahoma State up in a surprise, so they're very confident in what they have with Will Howard.
K-State is back in the passenger seat for the Big 12 title game. Obviously, TCU is already locked in, so we'll put them in the driver's seat. But K-State, with their big win over Baylor, they control their narrative, and that's a great position to be in with 2 weeks to go.
No doubt about it. Everyone was disappointed around the K-State nation having lost to Texas the week before. And I said, this is a tough conference, man. You're going to have some losses here and there. It's going to be hard to win. You can't overlook any game, but it's not over. That was the theme of last week. Just get back to work, see what you can do against Baylor. And it's unlikely that Texas is going to be able to finish off the rest of the season 3-0. Well, Texas lost to TCU. K-State won. And like you said, K-State now has the opportunity to determine if they're going to play in the championship game by just winning their last two games. They get first opportunity to see if that happens. So, you know, when you think about it, wouldn't you rather be in a situation with 2 weeks left and only two games of variability here than even with three? But the pressure's on in the Big 12. You got to play well every week. The games are so competitive. And they're going to West Virginia, who at home has done a great job. They beat Baylor. They beat Oklahoma. And like every other team in the Big 12, they play a ton of close games and are a dangerous team. So, you know, K-State hasn't been advanced just because of the win over Baylor to the championship game. They still have a lot of work to do in these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's talk about that game. It is our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network joining us. You mentioned that Will Howard grew up in Pennsylvania, not far from West Virginia and their campus, and back in 2020 didn't play particularly well in what would be somewhat of a homecoming, I guess, when you draw the Big 12 map. But going back there this Saturday at 1 Central, that has to be motivation for him, personally.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, everyone feels good going back home, and he's got a close family. They get out to Manhattan a lot. So, yeah, there's got to be an excitement level. But, you know, the way that Will Howard's wired, he is equivalent, it sounds crazy, but he's equivalent to a 10-year pro in the NFL. Does that make sense? I mean, it's way past, oh, I'm excited, I'm a college kid, I'm going back home. I mean, this game could be played in Mexico City, and Will would have the same exact attitude. He really is a pro-minded player already. Will his physical capabilities allow him to be a great player and be an NFL player? You know, I don't know, but his mind's ready for it already. He understands how to get ready. just the discipline he had. For half the season, he didn't get in for one play. They thought they were going to redshirt him. They wanted him to play no more than four games, and they were going to wait till the end of the year. Adrian Martinez was rolling along, lighting it up. Think about that Oklahoma game when K-State played on a Saturday night in Norman, Oklahoma, and Adrian Martinez played an absolute awesome football game for K-State and had a new party for him about how great a quarterback he is. Will's been sitting there the whole time, and then when they called him his number in a surprise after three plays against TCU, they tap him on the shoulder and say, Adrian just got hurt. And everyone's going, he did? I mean, we're doing the game. We didn't see him get hurt. What do you mean? And you're in. And he took off and scored 28 points in four drives. Yeah. So just the ability to be calm, ready, and be able to strike with the knowledge and capabilities, it's pretty amazing. It's really amazing. Everyone acts like he's a 9-0 quarterback or something. He's only played in three games. Started one this year, but the confidence level of the K-State Nation is off the charts. And for me and those that have been close to the program and the players, we've always had this confidence in him. Even when you go back and watch that tape of West Virginia a couple years ago when he started and played against them, you can say he didn't have a great day, but he was just a young player, and he needed some help around him and needed to continue to learn. But his knowledge level, his composure is incredibly good. So it's an interesting test case here to see how advanced he's going to be, because it looks like he's going to get that second start of the year. It looks like K-State's not going to worry about redshirting him right now. This will be his fourth game, and it looks like he's going to be ready to roll the rest of the year. So we'll see how good he can be. It's hard, Bill, game after game, being a quarterback, it's not just a one-game or two-game situation where a reliever coming off the bench. When you're the starting quarterback and you've got to do it game after game after game, when you get sore and the opponent starts strategizing against what you like to do, that's when you really prove yourself. I have the utmost confidence in Will Howard. But by the way, I had it at the start of the year. All along, I thought this kid has the perfect mentality, the knowledge of football, and the size to be able to be a great player. And it's just happening right before our eyes.
We're with Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network and K-State in West Virginia. We've picked it for our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. At the quarterback position for West Virginia, Garrett Green sparked the Mountaineers using his legs in that win over Oklahoma. And you talked about some of their big wins at home. A much different quarterback than JT Daniels, who was benched. We still don't know who Neil Brown is going to start at quarterback this week. So what challenges does that bring to the defense?
Well, they play in a different style. Even if the plays are called exactly the same, what those two guys do as a reaction after the plays happen is really at the opposite end of the spectrums. Because JT Daniels is a guy who just doesn't run the football very much. He is looking to throw. He's done it well as a starting quarterback at USC, and he's part of that Georgia National Championship team last year. Started three games in that situation, and now here at West Virginia. I think that it's going to be a hard choice for Coach Neil Brown, and I don't think that he'll do anything other than what he did last week, which is get Garrett Green in there, give him opportunities. But I would expect to see both quarterbacks. I just mentioned how hard it is to be the guy and go down after down after down. And I think Garrett Green has shown his sparks, and he's done some things to excite the crowd. And you know, the offensive linemen love when the quarterback plays with physicality. They love when the quarterback scrambles for a first down on third down. All those things Garrett Green can give you. But has he proven that he can drop back and throw and win games without scrambling? Has he proven that he can do it all game long? You know, that's a hard task. So maybe he'll get the chance, but I just don't evaluate West Virginia. And when I think about Neil Brown, and I know him some, I just don't think that they're that down on JT Daniels. I just think the spark that Garrett Green gives them is a good spark. And if they can find a way to use two quarterbacks, you know that's always hard, but if they could find a way to do that and catch the momentum of one quarterback and then catch the momentum of another quarterback for a few series, I think that is something West Virginia might do. And from a K-State perspective, that's what the Wildcats have got to get ready for, which means they really have to understand which quarterback's in the game and probably adjust some things. They're going to have to tell the players the way you rush the quarterback, the way you handle the play. It could be the same exact defensive call, but depending on the quarterback, we're going to do it with a different style.
Our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. K-State against West Virginia, 1 Central. Let's take a break. We'll come back and have more with Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We Big 12 this week can be heard on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network. Listen, not to jump too far ahead, but the scenario, K-State wins both of their final regular season games, or one win and a Texas loss, and they have the second berth in the Big 12 championship game. And if that happens, you've got both teams wearing purple and both teams possibly led by a quarterback that didn't have the starting job at the beginning of the year. That's an incredible storyline.
It really is. And I do think that those two guys, if it happens, will parallel each other in tremendous ways. The respect level I have for Max Duggan and the way he handled himself when he was not selected as a starting quarterback, you get a new coach coming in. You've been there forever. You've been a starter throughout your career. You've had your ups and downs, health issues, whatever. And here's your chance, you know, to be the starting quarterback, and you're not. And what did he do? Just hold his head up high and said, I'm not looking at transfer. I know a lot of people do nowadays, and it's easy to transfer, but I'm going to stick with it here. I want to go to TCU. I want TCU to win football games, and I'm going to be the best backup in the country if I'm not a starter. Well, he got put in during that first game against Colorado, and he hasn't looked back. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the country right now with what he's doing, running, throwing, leading. And those things are much more established and proven than Will Howard. He's older than Will Howard. He started more games than Will Howard this year. But the hints that Will Howard's given us, I've already spoken about with you earlier in our discussion, these guys are almost like twins. Will Howard's not looking to transfer or find disrespect in a transfer coming in or what the coaches say to him. He just is totally positive, confident in himself, knows he's going to be the best he can be, and he wants his school to win. The school he came to, the school he's staying at, and the team that he plays for, he wants him to win. If he's the quarterback or the other guy. Hey, I don't find many quarterbacks wired like this. Bill, it's the biggest surprise in the world to me. Max Duggan and Will Howard seem to be like twins in how they do things. They're both big guys. They play physically. They can throw the ball. But that integrity of just doing the right thing, man, that is really, really cool. If those two guys met up in a championship game in the conference, the only conference that has two schools that wear purple, and they would make it to the championship game, would be pretty incredible. And for K-State, you know, just it'd be the first time the Wildcats have been in a championship game, and since we've been to the 10-team conference setup, the four-round robin, K-State has not played in that game, and they also have never played in a championship game in Dallas. Interestingly enough, they played in three Big 12 championship games. They lost in 1998 in St. Louis. They lost in 2000 in Kansas City. They won in 2003 in Kansas City. So this will be the first time. You know, being in Dallas for the Big 12 championship game seems like a tradition that's been there forever, but K-State has not done it yet. So it'd be fun to check the box and do that. K-State did win a championship in 2012, but there wasn't a Big 12 championship game, remember?
That's
you just
right.
Played your full nine games, saw who had the best record, and Colin Klein, the offensive coordinator for K-State, was a star quarterback. So K-State's won Big 12 championships in 03 and 12, and if they were able to get a chance and found a way to win it for the third, go look at your record books. There are very few teams that have three Big 12 championships on their resume. Oklahoma, obviously. I think Baylor is sitting at three, and K-State would match them. So I can't remember how many Texas has. But, you know, you'd be in pretty elite territory if you're able to get that done. But first, Bill, I wish you could please advance that and just say K-State's won their last two games. Can you do that for me?
That'd be nice.
Because in the Big 12, that means you got two real tough opponents left.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Well, I mean, it'd be great for K-State. I mean, the other fans listening said, no, what are you talking about?
Hey,
right. Well, let's see what happens, and maybe we can get you on in a couple of weeks and preview perhaps a Big 12 championship game. So I'm just telling you to kind of put that in your calendar.
Well, please, I would love to put it in my calendar, and I hope it comes true. Great talking to you and the fans who care about the Big 12 conference. Amazing conference. I grew up my whole life in the Midwest here, loving what was the Big 8, then the Big 12, and the future of the Big 12 is great. And the football this year, I've never seen anything like it.
Dogs.
From 1 to 10,
great.
How competitive these teams are. I mean, we need to not call it the Big 12, Bill. We need to call it the NFL Proving Grounds or something. It's more like an NFL type of division than it is a conference. Amazing how good everybody is this year.
All right, Stan Weber from the K-State Radio Network. Appreciate the visit. This is a Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Back on Big 12 this week, this highlight on women's athletics is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. All three women's soccer programs advanced to the second round. Behind sophomore forward Ariel Bilal's first career goal, the Mountaineers used a pair of second-half goals to beat visiting Virginia Tech. They are now on a 6-game win streak. And they will prepare for a rematch with number 2 seed Penn State, a team they lost to 2-0 in late August. That'll be Friday, 4:30 Eastern on ESPN+. Texas got goals from sophomore midfielder Jilly Shimkin, sophomore forward Trinity Byers, and sophomore midfielder Ashlyn Miller to take care of their longtime rival Texas A&M 3-1. The Longhorns take on Duke Friday, 5:20 on ESPN+. Two goals in the final 8 minutes of regulation led number 17 TCU to a 3-1 win over Texas San Antonio. The Horned Frogs will face Michigan State Friday, 1 in the afternoon, Central Time, on ESPN+. And that's our highlight of women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Thanks to my guest, Stan Weber, and John Denton. I'm Bill Pollack. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the games this weekend. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.